Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune into King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
It's me, Birdie, the conductor of the story train. I'm the one that wears a green baseball cap with a little white birdie on the front and my favorite overalls. All aboard the story train. Find a comfy seat. We're about to leave the station, and you know what that means. We're going someplace new. One whistle, we're on our way. I wonder where story train will lead us this time. We're entering the Rainbow Tunnel. Hold on, everyone. It's off to far, far away. This is so exciting. Just on the other side of the short Rainbow Tunnel lies our destination. That was quick. We're already at the end of the tunnel. Oh, I know this place. We're in a school. This is a lovely school with lots of happy children laughing in the hallways. Today's story is about a boy who discovers that you don't need real magic for life to be truly magical. It's called Jamie and the Magic Eraser. Everwood Elementary School was a special place nestled in the heart of a small town called, you guessed it, Everwood. With its spacious playgrounds and cheerful classrooms, Everwood Elementary was loved by all of its students. And among these students was Jamie, a 7-year-old boy who was enthusiastic, adventurous, athletic, and popular. This kid was going to be a shoo-in for student council president one day. Jamie walked around Everwood Elementary with the confidence of knowing that he both belonged with and stood out amongst his peers. He'd happily give a friend a passing high five in the hall or stay after class to help a teacher tidy up. Jamie was living his best life in every sense. And as we all know, one of the great joys of life is exploring. Jamie loved exploring, asking questions and imagining all sorts of exciting possibilities. To Jamie, school was not just a place to learn. It was a treasure trove of mysteries waiting to be explored. Snoop and Sniffy was his all-time favorite podcast, and he'd sometimes walk around Everwood Elementary pretending that he was Snoop, just waiting for the next case to solve. So imagine Jamie's surprise and delight when one sunny morning his life took an extraordinary turn in the art room at Everwood Elementary. At first glance, the art room looked just as it always did, with shelves chock full of construction paper, glue, paints, and even glitter. But on this school day, as Jamie rummaged through a box of art supplies for his next project, his hand brushed against something that felt very peculiar. It was an eraser, but unlike any eraser he'd ever seen before.
What's this, lad? Jamie muttered excitedly to himself, pretending to be Snoop, the great British dog detective from his favorite podcast.
But this wasn't a podcast. This was really happening, and Jamie couldn't contain his curiosity. The eraser he'd discovered was old. Its edges were worn, and yet it shimmered with a subtle, mysterious glow. Being brave, Jamie decided to test it out. He grabbed a pencil and sketched a simple sun on a scrap of paper. Then, when he tried to erase it, something astonishing happened. Instead of the drawing disappearing, the sun leapt off the paper, transforming into a small glowing orb that floated gently in the air.
Jamie's eyes widened in amazement, and a smile spread across his face. Oh, this was no ordinary eraser. It was definitely magical. Over the next few days, Jamie experimented with his newfound treasure. He quickly discovered that the eraser couldn't erase anything at all. Instead, it brought his drawings to life. A sketch of a butterfly would flutter away from the page. A drawing of a chocolate bar turned into a real treat to savor. Jamie was thrilled. Every recess became an adventure, and his classmates watched in awe as his creations sprang from paper to reality. However, with great power comes great responsibility. And however bright a child Jamie was, he was still just a child who maybe, just maybe, wasn't ready for so much responsibility. Jamie began to use the eraser for more than just fun. He helped his friends by drawing things that they needed, like an umbrella during an unexpected rainstorm or a pair of glasses for a friend who forgot theirs. Life at Everwood Elementary had become even more exciting and wonderful with Jamie's magic eraser around. But a lot of kids were also becoming worryingly dependent on this magic. As Jamie started to turn to the magic eraser for everything as days passed, his fascination with his discovery ever increased. He began to use it more and more frequently, not just for small amusements, but for bigger and more ambitious creations. Everwood Elementary buzzed with excitement whenever Jamie took out his sketchbook and eraser. Classmates gathered around, eager to see what wonder he would bring to life next. Jamie reveled in the joy his magic brought to others. He sketched toys for those who had none, delicious treats for his friends to enjoy, and even a friendly dog that wagged its tail and played with them all during recess. The children's laughter and the joy his creations brought them made Jamie's heart swell with happiness. He felt like a hero, a magician who could make any dream at all come true. At home, Jamie used the eraser to create little helpers for his chores or to craft the perfect toy he'd always wanted. His room slowly filled up with magical creations, each a testament to the eraser's incredible power. Jamie felt unstoppable, believing there was nothing he couldn't create or achieve with his magic eraser. But with each new creation, Jamie started to notice something odd. Some of his drawings didn't turn out exactly as he'd envisioned. A toy airplane he drew flew a little too wildly. A chocolate cake he sketched tasted a bit too salty now. Small mishaps, barely noticeable at first, began to grow more and more frequent. An adult might have started to worry sooner, but Jamie was so delighted with his magic eraser that he decided not to worry too much about the little quirks that had started to happen, even if deep down in his gut he'd begun to feel just a little twinge of unease. Days passed, and the more Jamie used the eraser, the more the magic began to show its true colors. The once delightful creation started causing unexpected troubles. For example, that toy airplane that Jamie had drawn for a friend accidentally knocked over a vase in the classroom. Each incident, small on its own, started adding up, creating a sense of chaos around Jamie's magical endeavors and around Jamie. Jamie began to feel the weight of his actions. He realized that every creation, no matter how well-intentioned, came with a consequence he hadn't anticipated. It reminded him a bit of a story his teacher once told, the ancient parable of King Midas, who wished that everything he touched would turn to gold. Like Midas, Jamie had been thrilled with his power to create anything, but now he saw that his magic eraser had complications he hadn't understood before. The magic eraser, once a source of joy and wonder, had become a burden. In his quest to solve the problems his creations were causing all over town, like the butterfly getting tangled in Mrs. Whittleby's hair, Jamie learned a valuable lesson. Not everything needs a magical solution. Sometimes the simplest answers really are the most effective. Jamie started using his creativity and intelligence, the very traits that had led him to the magic eraser in the first place, to find non-magical solutions to the challenges he and his classmates faced at Everwood Elementary. As the campus slowly returned to its normal state, void of the magic-induced chaos, Jamie felt a sense of peace. He took the magic eraser back to the art room when no one was around, and balancing on a chair, he hid it up high on the top shelf where it was unlikely that anyone else would stumble upon it, at least for a long while. Jamie had learned an invaluable lesson, that with great power comes great responsibility, and that sometimes the simplest ways are the best. Jamie continued to be the curious, adventurous boy he always was, but now he approached his adventures with a new perspective, one that his dog detective hero Snoop would have liked, he was sure of it. Because now Jamie had learned that the greatest adventures don't come from magic at all, but from relying on your own imagination, reasoning, and resourcefulness to solve any challenge. It's time for us to head back to Pflugerville. Here comes the Rainbow Tunnel. Come back and see me again. You never know where the story train will take us. And if you like stories, search for Go Kid Go wherever you listen, and you'll find lots of great adventures. See you next time.
Go Kid Go.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.